You're listening to My Morning Devotional Podcast, episode 980. Today's Devo is called Even If Faith. Hey there, we're the Alessis, a ministry family working together in our church in Miami, Florida. And if you're like us, when days get busy and to-do lists get longer, it can be hard to find devotional time. That's why we've partnered with our friend Allison to produce a 5-minute daily dose of heaven. This is the My Morning Devotional Podcast. Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday. We've made it to another week of our devotionals. Yay. And this week has been amazing. We have Lauren Alessi doing all of them. So, Lauren, you've been great. And I'm just excited to finish this week off with you. Take it away.
Thank you. I'm excited to finish. This has been a great week with you too, Rochelle. So this has been awesome. So yes, I'm going to read out of Daniel 3:18, and it says, "But even if he does not, we want you to know, your majesty, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of the gold that you have set up." And I know this is a random verse. You're probably listening like, what did she just whip out? This verse is on the heels of King Nebuchadnezzar telling Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, your God needs to show up, or else I'm going to throw you three in the fiery furnace because you need to bow down to me. You need to bow down to my gold statues, or else, you know, basically, A, I'm going to throw you in the fiery furnace, or you need a miracle and your God needs to show up and save you from all of this. Again, I always suggest you go back, you read the full chapter because I'm just sort of abbreviating this here.
Yeah.
But I love their response because at least to me, from what I hear it, I kind of sense this like sarcastic, comedic response. And they're like, okay, but even if our God does not show up, we want you to know, your majesty, that we will, one, not serve your gods, two, or worship the image of the gold that you have set up. So like, we're not doing either. So even if he doesn't come, like, this is where we stand. And I love this verse for two reasons. One, it shows how principled these men were.
Yes.
They didn't just do it because they had this stubbornness about them. They had this principle about them. Like, we're not just doing this for no reason. We're doing this because we believe in God. We have a belief that we shall bow down to no other gods. And that's what we're standing on. We're not doing this because, oh, we believe our God's going to save us. No, we're doing this because of a principle that we don't bow down to any other gods. And we have to put ourselves in their minds. They had no idea God was going to show up in the fiery furnace with them. So they were literally just standing on the principle of, yeah, no, we're not doing this because we're not supposed to.
Yeah.
And I just think that's such a cool, like, principle to stand on. And if you kind of read the verse that way, it sort of changes the story, at least in my head. But the second reason I love this is because it kind of shows our human faith a little bit. How we have those thoughts, even in a struggle or a walk of faith, or a walk of waiting or whatever, where we're like, okay, but hold on, what if God doesn't come through for us? What if God, what if the waiting's going to take a little longer? Or what if it's not what I think it's going to look like? And I love Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego's faith. And it's even if faith. And that's why this podcast is called Even If Faith. They're like, even if he does not, we're still not going to bow down. Yeah. We're still not going to give up. And we're still not going to succumb to your ways.
Yeah.
And that's the faith I aspire to have. And it's this, I called it in another episode, this like gnarly Christianity. That's like the faith I aspire to have.
Yes.
That it's like, it's not about me. It's not about just, you know, what I want. It's about not giving up.
Yeah.
Because I'm all in and I'm going to go for it. And that's the faith I aspire to have. Do we have what if thoughts? Okay, what if God doesn't come through for me? Yeah, because we're human. But we combat that with, okay, but even if he doesn't come through for me, I'm still in this for the end because it's not about me. It's about glorifying God.
Yeah, that is so powerful because they didn't do something because they believed in God's ability to do something back for them.
Yes.
They did it because they just believed in God, period.
Period.
No questions, nothing else.
Yes.
That they were so confident in who they believed that they said, it's kind of like, I love you no matter what.
Yeah.
So like, I will not betray you, even if you do.
Yeah.
Because I just love you that much. And it just showed how much they really love God because they were like, it doesn't matter if he doesn't come through. They didn't need the, I need to understand.
Yes.
They just did it. No questions, no buts. They just did it. And can I tell you, that is an early faith.
It is.
That we need to have.
Yes.
That is like so inspiring to say,
We need, no matter what, we're not doing this because, oh yeah, we know what God can do. We know what God can do. But we love God because we love God no matter what, period.
Period.
And so period. Period. So listen, that is a great period to end the week with.
Let's do it.
Have that gnarly faith. Believe in God no matter what. Just have that faith, like, even if we know who we love and believe in. So, Lauren, can you lead us into prayer?
Yes, of course. Dear Lord, we just thank you for the opportunity to have a great week, Lord. Every problem that we face this week, God, every little stumble, God, we give it to you right now, Lord. We lay it at your feet, God. Because you know what? It's not about us, Lord. So we just give it all to you right now, Lord. And I just pray right now for everybody listening for a gnarly faith.
Yes.
Because I bet they haven't heard that word in quite a while. But that's the kind of faith that we are praying for entering the weekend, entering this next week to come, Lord. That you just give us an even if faith. Okay. It's not about us. It's about you, God. Yes. So even if those troubles come, even if it doesn't look the way I want to, God, I still put my trust in you. And Lord, we just pray for a faith, Lord, to make it all about you, and a surrender to make it all about you, God, no matter what. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. So there you have it, your 5-minute daily dose of heaven. Thank you so much for tuning in today. We pray these devotionals empower you to take on your day. If you found value in this devotional, share it with a friend, leave a comment or review for us on the app you're using right now. Until tomorrow, we pray that your latte is strong, but your love for Jesus is stronger.